Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while. Call 1-800-FURNACE. Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around. Call
1-800-FURNACE. It's the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Andy Bush in for Dave Berry. He's on his holidays. I hope you're right. It's a Thursday morning. It's 11 minutes past six. Everyone all right?
All right?
Yeah. You don't sound sure.
No, it's fine. But, you know, it's 11 minutes past six or what?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Because we're all in early together and stuff like that. And obviously, you know, it's important on a breakfast show to have a bit of, like, knockabout fun and patter. But at the same time, it's quite crucial if someone doesn't want to talk to anyone at that time of the morning, then that's fine as well.
Well, they're probably in the wrong line of work if they're
that is
if
a good point.
Talk to someone.
That is a very, very good point. I tell you, the other weird thing about mornings is your breakfast choices. I don't know whether, obviously, I'm only kind of, like, here for subbing in for a little week, but it's been kind of weird. It's kind of laid bare how boring your breakfast choices are in the morning. It's either pretty much, really, it's either toast or cereal, isn't it?
Well, has the world moved on?
Is it? I mean, all these years, all these different things.
I feel like when you get up this early, it's like airport rules. Like you can do what you want.
Yeah, that's true.
Anything goes. Is that what you're saying, Emma Jones?
Yeah, you can have a pint at Wetherspoons if you want.
Really? What do you have before you get in your taxi?
I like to start the day with a ginger nut.
Oh, yes, you do.
Are you... Is that for real?
Yeah, yeah. I actually can't start my day until I've had tea and biscuits.
A ginger nut? That's unusual.
Yeah,
I like it.
We've tried talking to Emma before she's had the biscuit, and she'll just unblinkingly make eye contact, eat the biscuit, and then she'll say good morning.
That's mad. And is that for any like property of ginger? I know sometimes ginger... I remember Katie having ginger quite a bit when she was having morning sickness. It's good for that. Yeah. Is it any kind of herb thing there?
Just
there?
Because I'm unhealthy and addicted to sugar.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I just wanted to start things off this morning by asking anyone. We'll come back to you guys on this. If you have an unusual breakfast that's something a bit different from your run-of-the-mill, like toast and cereal, because it can get a little bit boring. If you do something a bit funky in the morning, Rhiann says, caffeine and a vape pen, which is a nice combo.
Wow, lovely.
Tell us about it. We'd love to hear from you. 8, 12, 15. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's a Thursday.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
One breakfast show, 9 different playlists here on Absolute Radio. New from Florence and the Machine, if you're listening on Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio 60s. The Isley Brothers. Hope you're having a good Thursday morning so far. Just talking about how one-dimensional breakfast can be. Let's just be completely honest about breakfast this morning. So if you do something a bit funky or different or change things up in the mornings, want to hear about it. Emma Jones, front of hat in the ring, ginger nut and a cup of tea for
the
breakfast.
The worst biscuit of all time for breakfast every day, yeah.
No, that's quite harsh. That would be a rich tea if you're going to...
On the ranking, it's on the bottom rung.
It's got a give blood vibe about it, isn't it?
Yeah, it really has.
Ginger nut.
Is that all you've got left, Nana? Oh, come on.
If that's all you've got left, Nana, needs to be a title for the podcast. It's like a catchphrase from the 1950s. Glenn, breakfast for you? Do you have time for breakfast?
Do you know I had a three-bean stew for breakfast yesterday?
No.
What?
Yeah, it's because I'd been out the night before, and me and my girlfriend have been having those, you know, home delivery food kits, where basically it gives you everything measured out, which I feel really happy doing when I'm sort of mixing it all together and stuff like that. But the other day we got one, and it said, and it came with a full onion, and it said, now just peel and slice the onion. And it was like, well, this wasn't part of the deal.
The point was
I didn't have to do anything. I'm happy, like, stirring stuff together, but I'm not... Not peeling and chopping.
That's outrageous.
That's exactly the experience I was trying to avoid.
So, you three bean stew for you the other morning, Matt. In terms of you in the morning,
I'm never that hungry in the morning, so I just don't bother. I just have black coffee, water, and maybe a banana.
See, like a cop.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a stakeout.
The revelation the other day that you just turn up, you don't have a bag on you or anything like that?
I don't have a bag. I have very little need.
See, ready to flee at any notice.
Yeah. I tell you, you sleep in a mattress on the floor.
It does.
And you just got some weights in the corner and that's it. Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if a Netflix documentary on you in a few years. Complete other life. Liam says Barocca and Belvita for breakfast as well. Ooh. If you change it up in the mornings, 8, 12, 15, you know what to do.
The Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with Wix.
Walls looking like they need a splash of paint? Get two for £32 on Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Shop now.
Be house proud
with Wix. This is Absolute Radio, the home of Matt Dyson. It's a Thursday morning. It's 6:26 right now. We're talking about unusual breakfasts. This Texas morning team, Stephen driving a Colchester, coffee and a flapjack, 3:15 a.m. Sounds nice. Good to me. Mm. We've got Dave on the line. Dave, what do you have in the morning then?
Just banana and Kit Kat. So I bought a banana and then I bought a Kit Kat.
Oh, he mixes them up in his mouth.
Wow. Do you keep one bit in your mouth as you eat the other bits, like Matt says, to kind of mix it all the flavours together?
Yeah. Have a bite of banana, then mix it up with the Kit Kat, and then, it's a taste sensation.
That's a good idea.
It is a good idea. And what's your line of work, Dave?
I'm a trucker.
Oh, right. So is this like a trucker thing, this combo?
It's most probably a healthy trucker breakfast rather than the old greasy spoon.
Yeah, the greasy spoon fryer. I thought you all had Yorkies. Is
that that's around about lunchtime.
All right. Well, I want to be a trucker. It sounds brilliant.
Yeah, it's not bad. Good life.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Great to have your company on this Thursday morning. Hope you're doing all right. It's The Breakfast Show, 6:37. So this week is about kind of getting back to normal and stuff as well. Make Me Your Winner is back today. We'll tell you how much you can win and how you can win it a little bit later on. But I believe it's a tradition on this show for Matthew Dyson to read the terms and conditions out in a voice, in an accent.
No, or in a different location, or, you know, where we can use sound effects.
Are you saying you want to steer away from accent suggestions? I get with that. Game's gone, isn't it?
Yeah, slightly dodgy. Yeah.
It is dodgy, isn't it? So look, 8:12:15, let's get this in now, if you'd like Matt to read the, what are we saying? The terms and conditions in the style of...
whatever you want, yeah, go wild with the imagination. I've done it.
You're on a trampoline.
Swimming with dolphins, I've done it, yeah.
Theatre
of
the mind is what we're talking about.
It's what I've become known for, unfortunately.
That's good. I'd love to see a summer tour of that, something like that, that'd be great.
Yeah.
In the meantime, as well, obviously we want your suggestions and your intel on your unusual breakfasts, because it's a bit boring and just cereal or toast, that kind of thing seems to be how it is. James says buttered rye toast topped with a slice of garlic bologna.
Ooh.
A slice of pepper jack cheese.
Ooh.
And an over easy egg with salt and pepper.
That's very American
continental indeed. If you can beat that one, Daniel Swift simply says on Twitter, chicken. 8:12:15 and get in touch with the show.
The Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with Wix.
Who have everything you need for your next home improvement project. So get going.
Don't be house-barrassed. Be house-proud with Wix.
Early doors on a Thursday morning, 6:51. It's the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with me, Andy Bush. Talking about unusual breakfasts, because it can be a bit boring, the same old thing. Matt says he's doing scrambled eggs, ham, mushrooms and spinach, and the cats enjoy the ham as well. He's just making it now. He's tweeted us a photo. It's all going off in his house. It's a far cry from Emma Jones's solitary ginger biscuit, that's for sure. What else have we got here? A lot of scrambled eggs going on. The Life of Briley, scrambled eggs, soft tortilla and hot sauce.
Oh, yum.
Oh, yeah.
What a way to start the day. We've got Josh on the line. Josh, what do you have early doors?
Oh, nice.
And is that from the night before, or are you making it especially in the morning?
It's usually from the night before, but it's lovely when it's cold.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, congealed a little bit, though, isn't it?
Does it feel like you're on a stakeout a little bit, though, if you're eating pizza in the morning, like an American movie from the 70s?
Not really, no.
Oh, he's not having it, is he?
Not at all.
And what are you off to do now, Josh? You sound like you're on the side of a motorway embankment. Where are you going?
I'm a lorry driver, just driving down the M27.
So there was someone tweeted us yesterday, right, a trucker, and I have an idea at some point in the future I'd love to be a trucker because it looks good, and I played a couple of video games about truck simulator. Have you got a little bit in your truck where you can have a sleep or not?
Yes, I have, yeah.
I love that. So you crawl around the back, on the top, yeah?
Yeah, I just jump behind the seat as soon as I pull up everywhere and close my eyes, that's it. Oh,
wow. I do that when we're doing the big shop. It's a similar kind of thing, do you know what I mean?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
A load of great tunes for your Thursday morning. 7:13 is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. God bless parents. I think we could have this thing where parents get to a certain age where the kids have grown up and left and moved on, and they become obsessed with a thing, don't they, parents?
You know, empty nesters. Yeah.
Empty nesters. And with this in mind, we need to speak to producer Mark about your dad. He's a bit of a legend. What's his name again?
His name's Mitchell.
Mitchell. Cracking name, Mitchell. Yes. Now, you were telling us yesterday that your dad's become obsessed with a certain thing. What is it?
Become has always been obsessed with Sainsbury's supermarket.
So what is generally like Sainsbury's around the country, or is there like one Sainsbury's?
One particular Sainsbury's. I'm going to give away the location. Sainsbury's in North Cheam specifically. Oh, it's a superstore. Right. Oh, yeah. It's a big one. It's got an Argos. Right, it's got a Tipsons, all that kind of stuff. It's got all the stuff you want in one place.
So he's retired, right? Your dad.
He is retired.
So is he in there quite a bit? I'm imagining him walking down the side of a motorway embankment like Alan Partridge get to it.
Daily. He's there daily.
Is he? Is daily. It is for nectar points?
He was honestly genuinely offended when an Aldi opened at the bottom of the road.
He's really loyal to the Aldi. Oh, I love that. Go
is
down
it,
there.
Is it the Sainsbury's basics? Is that what he likes? Is
no,
that
no, no, no. Just everything about it. The layout. So I hear like what time he's going to go, what time he's been, how busy it was, how quiet it was, right. Names of the staff, what's in the different aisles.
What's his abbreviation of choice? Is he like a Sainos, a Sains?
No.
Would he be mortified if someone said that to him?
It's funny you say that because he actually says it in a funny way. He says, I'm going to Sainsbury. Oh, he says it like that.
Sainsbury's.
PLC.
And has he got like, has he stored up any points or anything like that if he's a regular?
Oh, yeah. My gosh. So Nectar points is like Sainsbury's big thing, right? My mum had to borrow my dad's Nectar card once, and when she took it to the counter and handed it over, the person, the checkout person, gave out like an audible gasp because they'd never seen that many Nectar points on a card. He's got 2 grand worth of Nectar points. Hard cash, 2 grand.
And he's never cashed them in.
Never cashed
What's
them in.
What's he waiting for? Is
he like, cash it in now. I'm getting stressed just thinking about it.
That's amazing. That's coming your way in the inheritance.
Yeah. You can take them away at any time. You know that, right?
That is amazing.
I warn him of this all the time. But 2 grand's worth of Nectar points. I don't know what that equates
Use
to.
Use it or
in
lose it.
Physical point.
Is that suspicious? I mean, we're talking about Dyson not carrying anything on him. Like, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd love it if he did leave it in his will. Just leaves you there. A loaded Nectar card.
What he would have wanted. But I love that. I love the obsession about it. So if your parents are obsessed or banging on about a certain thing at the moment, we'd love to hear about it on this morning on the show. Like Mitch there with Sainsbury's Sainos. 8-12-15 the text. You can tweet as well at Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
One breakfast show, 9 different playlists. Heaven 17 over on Absolute 80s. Brand new from Tom Chaplin right here on Absolute Radio. It is 19 minutes past 7 right now. Just talking about the things that your parents become obsessed with. We just heard from producer Mark there and his dad Mitchell, who's obsessed with the local Sainsbury's. I'm going to throw my hat in the ring. My dad Nigel is obsessed with 2 things at the moment in terms of always banging on about it. No offence to that. Fishing pole. I bought him a fishing pole, which has been a game changer for him. And he can catch fish in a different area of the lake he fishes in Exmouth, and he's been a lot of photos of him holding fish. Weird thing is, I tweeted a photo of him holding the fish because he'd always send one to the family WhatsApp group.
Yes.
And someone said, say you're from Liverpool with a photo without saying you're from Liverpool. Apparently it's a Scouse thing. Always have a photo of you holding the fish. Also, staying with the Scouse thing, he's obsessed with not having to stand up all the time when you go and watch Everton. So we're going up to, obviously he's an Evertonian like me, we're going up for the Palace game, and his brother, my Uncle Steve, went to the game the other week and said that the people in front of them kept standing up all the time.
So he has to stand up.
And they've both got bad knees because they stood up for so long during it. So your parents...
A perfect team to not give you much to stand up for. That's actually the idea.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
True.
It's very good of them.
Yeah, exactly. Last season, didn't get up hardly at all. Are your parents obsessed with anything, guys? Got any like parental obsessions?
When my dad buys a new car, he talks of little else, whether to go from an electric to a hybrid. Does he go to an electric?
He's weighing it up,
and I think he researched it for about 3 months.
What's your dad's first name?
Ken
Dyson. Yeah, what a name.
Oh, that's great.
Kenneth Herbert Dyson.
We've got some great dad names,
haven't we,
on the show? Considering I've got Roger Moore.
Moore.
This is great
Roger
stuff.
Roger Moore's unbeatable.
So imagine them in a room, a lineup like Usual Suspects, right? We've got Nigel Bush.
Yes.
Kenneth Dyson, Roger Moore, Emma.
Steve Jones.
Yes, I believe,
He's the enforcer, he gets things done. 8-12-15, what are your parents obsessed with?
The Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with Wix.
Is your home in need of some love? Whether it's a little freshen up or a whole renovation, you can get everything you need at Wix.
Be house proud with Wix.
Absolute Radio, we're real, music matters. Hope you're having a good morning so far. We're talking about parental obsessions this morning. Mark says, that plane radar site. Every morning when he's got a flight booked or knows someone is on a flight, talking about his dad here, our flight to Rhodes went over Munich today. Never been to Munich, says his dad.
Is his dad Richie Firth?
He does sound like Richie, doesn't he? He'll be doing the whole thing.
He loves that thing.
Richie's also got those things where you've got spikes on your shoes and you do your own lawn.
Yeah, I've seen the video of him spiking his lawn.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah. Now, there's some TikTok content that everyone needs to see. But tell us about it if your parents are obsessed with something. We've got Kerry on the line. Tell us about your mum.
Oh, she's amazing. So my mum, Patsy Nan, as she's known in the family, looked after me and my son. And the thing she's obsessed with currently, and I hear about it every time she goes shopping, whether that's Marks and Spencer's or Sainsbury's, is the price of lamb.
I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, wow.
So your mum, Patsy, who is how old?
84.
And what's her favourite station that she listens to?
Absolute 70s.
Good on her. Absolute 70s. Nice. She's got good taste. Yep. She's obsessed with the price of lamb. In what sense? That it's skyrocketed?
Yes. But I think sometimes I think she's thinking back to when, you know, she cooked a joint of lamb for the Sunday roast back in the 70s, frankly. But equally at the moment, yes. As I say, I keep getting, I'm not paying that for a joint.
It's funny, my mum and dad, they're from Liverpool or whatever, and my mum's always on it about the price of stuff. Weirdly, the price of fish. She's always going about the price of fish. And her phrase the other day was, I'm not made of money, in terms of how much fish is these days. So Patsy's on the same thing. It's outrageous. So what does she have then? What's her ideal tea that she does for herself then, your mum?
So she does love a roast. As I say, she's not... so she's moved on to the lamb shank. At the moment.
That's good to know.
It takes longer to cook and it's not quite the same, but so it would be that or a piece of chicken or something like
lovely.
That.
Lovely. Well, listen, can you pass on, first of all, say thank you from everyone at Absolute Radio, the whole Absolute Radio family, to Patsy for listening. We appreciate it. But also, do give her our number. If she changes from the lamb shank, we want to hear about it first on this show.
There's an offer on chops at Sainsbury's at the moment.
There's some good deals on pork at the moment. She might want to check that out.
We should do meat price updates on 70s.
That would be so good. That would be so 70s, wouldn't it? The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. You can tweet us here on The Breakfast Show at Absolute Radio. Emily says, I got a cheap potato peeler from IKEA 15 years ago when I first moved into my flat. It's the best peeler ever, according to my dad, and he looks for it every time he goes to IKEA. To my parental obsessions, Matt says, the same hotel in the same resort, same 2 weeks of the year for 20 years of my dad's life. An amazing thing. If your parents have got a thing that they bang on about all the time, 81215 is the number to text.
A right time to give your home a little lift. So get started with everything you need for your next decorating project today.
Be house proud with Wix.
The official soundtrack to your Thursday morning. Hope you're having a good one. It's the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. 7:52. Bush in for Davies on his holidays. Talking about parental obsessions this morning. James in Gloucester says, whenever I visit my parents, my dad is always sat in the garden on flight radar, watching the sky and pointing out where each plane's going. Dads are obsessed with these things. We've got Dave on the line, whose dad is obsessed and does an unusual thing. Tell us what he gets up to your dad, Dave.
Just during lockdown, he decided he's going to start hunting for golf balls in local golf courses. So he goes out when it's dark, because he knows there might be some greenkeepers around.
Right.
And he spends his time with his torch, his special torch, this sort of picks up, like a UV torch, picks up golf balls in the rough. And he brings them home, he moves mum out the kitchen, he scrubs them clean, and then he sells them to his mate for 25p a ball.
Amazing. What's your dad's first name? What a legend this guy is.
Mark.
Mark, wow.
Mark, that is...
He has been in golf course ponds, where he's just not seen the pond and fallen straight in.
He has... A little burglar.
Dove into woods when he's heard the greenkeepers are around, and he sees the lights in their carts. It's it's an obsession. To the point where we played golf the other day, and we used a golf buggy because I thought we'd get round quicker. It just meant he could go off course further.
Oh wow, he just an opportunity. So is he like a pariah amongst golf clubs? Do they know who he is? What he's up to? Is that bad?
No, I think he's pretty sneaky at the moment, but definitely there's some wanted pictures around with with an image of a 6'3" man on, just not his face yet.
I love it.
Just a silhouette.
It's like a sort of metal detectorist, but for golf.
It is.
And he's making money. There's gold in them bunkers.
I hear about it all the time. Well, I reckon I'm up to 320 now. I reckon I weigh 320 quid.
Oh, bless it. I love it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's the Breakfast Show on a Thursday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. 13 minutes past eight, look. The reviews are flooding in for Matt Dyson's amazing accent performance during the last Make Me a Winner update. Good, guys, wasn't it? Wasn't it an amazing?
I think it was really good, actually.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Darren says, is that Steve McLaren in the studio? Mark says, that is the best Swedish Sean Connery impression I've ever heard on the radio.
There's certainly an element of that, yeah.
Keep listening, there might be another one for you at nine. In the meantime, we've kind of stumbled onto like dad names, because if you, as Glenn Wright rightly pointed out earlier on, if you look at our the names of our dads in the studio right here, we have an incredible lineup: Mitchell Lockett, Nigel Bush, Kenneth Herbert Dyson, Roger Moore, Steve Jones, hashtag believe. So if your dad has got like a classic dad name, we want to hear about it this morning on the show. Rob says Jeffrey Sims, his dad's called.
Nice. Jeff's a good one.
It's good old Jeff Sims. He can sort that out for you. We've got Bob on the line. Bob, what's your dad's name?
My dad's maiden name is Snowden Kenneth Caddick.
Snowden Ooh. Kenneth Caddick. What an unbelievable combo of a name.
It is. Absolutely is.
And what did he do, your dad? What was his line of work?
My dad was a plumber and pipe fitter at Pystock in Farnborough.
Oh, okay. And did he have, like, you know, other interests? We've been talking about parental obsessions on the show this morning.
Not really, no. No, I mean, having seven kids.
No time for anything
seven
else.
Was, seven he was very, very kids. Busy.
Was he known by his middle name? Is he one of those generations? People didn't call him Snowden, they called him Ken.
No. Dad's name was Snowy. Everyone called him Snowy.
Snowy. Oh, yes. But he's got a great name for, like, if he'd have done an action novel, S.K. Caddick. The new brand new novel from S.K. Caddick. I'd read that.
Yeah.
Ironically, my dad, you remember the twins from Hergé's Adventures of Tintin?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say Funhouse for a minute.
Well, my dad looked like Captain Haddock.
Oh, nice.
What a guy.
Wow. The fisherman.
Absolute legend. Yeah. Lovely to speak to you and amazing to hear about Snowden Kenneth Caddick.
Yeah, what a guy. What a man.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
A load of great music for you Thursday morning. It's the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's 8:18. And if you fancy someone a little bit different, and if you've tried it, I love you. I've got a little premium digital channel called Andy Bush's Indie Disco 24/7. I work on it 24/7. We talked about it before. I am in a porta cabin. But it's basically, if you enjoy my indie disco on a Saturday night, which is only 2 hours, so it flies by dead quick, it's a load of songs that I wouldn't normally get to play, or stuff that our head of music, Tim, says no to. Do you know what I mean? So we can go off the beaten path with it. The greatest thing as well with our premium channels, you can sign up. It's like the price of a cup of coffee, but there's a free trial on our website right now, Absolute Radio. .co.uk. But you get to skip six songs a day, I think. And I'd like to think if you listen to the Indie Disco 24/7, you ain't skipping anything.
That's right, yeah.
And I'm not going to say I get people's details if they press the skip button, but let me just say between you and I do. So don't go trying it. Loving the texts that are coming about dad names. This fella here texts, my dad's name is John Barnes. And everywhere he goes, people sing the John Barnes rap.
Of course.
That's from Georgia Barnes on her way to Ribston Hall School in Gloucester. Right. If your dad's got a classic dad name, 8-12-15 the text.
The Absolute Radio Breakfast Show with Wix.
Walls looking like they need a splash of paint? Get two for £32 on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Shop now.
Be house proud with Wix.
Classic bit of Van Morrison over on Absolute Radio 70s just now. That is Jets. If you listen on Absolute Radio, you can choose the soundtrack to your Thursday morning through the free Absolute Radio app. One breakfast show, nine different playlists. What about that? In the meantime, though, just been looking around the room with the dad names we've got in the locker here in this show. Mitchell Lockett in the locker. In the locker with Mitchell Lockett. Nigel Bush, Kenneth Herbert Dyson, sounds like an inventor. Roger Moore and Steve Jones, hashtag believe. Yep. If your dad's got a classic dad name, do get in touch. Todger McBodger on Twitter says that his dad's called Bob Swan.
I thought the name was going to be Todger.
Todger McBodger.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? But yeah, get in touch. You can tweet us as well at Absolute Radio. Peter's on the line. Peter, tell us about your dad then.
Yeah, he was born in 1925. What? For United Biscuits, like McVeigh's and that.
Nice.
We used to get the old samples of the new biscuits that were coming out before they even went reached the shops.
I love that. So you get like a prototype biscuit snuck back by your dad.
second one, no, it was all official.
But like, what did you try? Was there a biscuit that we now know as like a household biscuit that you tried before anyone else?
Yeah.
Oh God!
Imagine when the pink wafer came out.
Imagine that getting early doors on
the
pink.
What the hell is this?
Your kids in your school wouldn't believe you, would they at all? Just wait. It'll happen.
I'm sure Jaffa Cakes were one of them.
Wow, yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Possibly penguins as well.
Oh, yes.
Again, imagine being on the schoolyard. Yeah. So it's like a little chocolate biscuit, but it's, you know, penguins in the wild?
Yeah, all right, Peter. Yeah,
all right, mate. You. Did your dad have a good classic dad name?
Oh, yeah, it was Norman Asquith Harper.
Norman Asquith Harper, what a fantastic name. Is that an unusual middle name? Is that like a family name that's passed down, Asquith?
He was named after a former Prime Minister.
Brilliant. Well, he sounds like a legend, and he got you sneak preview biscuits. What a guy. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Wake up with the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Get yourself home with Home Time. James May from Top Gear on Home Time with Richie tonight from 4 o'clock. Don't miss that. He's a top man. And so is Richie as well. We've been talking about incredible dad names. Just a quick one here. Guys, my dad's name is Hilding Hedgenberg.
Wow.
It's Swedish, but a funny name even in Sweden. He sounds like a claymation, which is great. Just as an aside, and again, we'll come back to this in 5 or 10 minutes, so time to think. Do you guys have any problems with foxes in your neighbourhood?
Yes. It's, I think it's a London thing, isn't it? They're everywhere.
Are they getting worse? Foxes
are
getting
cocky.
Do you remember back in the day? But Boulder's Brass, because back in the day, I remember if you saw a fox, they'd brick it, wouldn't they? Off.
Yeah.
Now, I had to get off the pavement for one the other day because it wasn't moving. And we've had this situation now where I've just had a voice note from my other half, Katie. We've got another fox poo on our doorstep.
Oh, they're the worst.
What, on the doorstep?
The worst. Mm.
You'd have to go out your way to do that.
They're
what I mean?
Like gangsters where you live.
It is. It's like a warning.
There's a horse's head in your bed, isn't it?
It is. It's the worst. And weirdly enough, right, this has all started since we, for one day, looked after Sarah Champion's dog.
Oh, really?
Never had any trouble with the fox community before that. Mm. Look after Champion's dog for a couple of hours. Mm. Next thing you know, we got, you know, dirty protests on the doorstep.
Buckley's got beef with the foxes.
Exactly. Yeah. There's another title for the podcast. Buckley does have beef with the foxes. The Absolute Radio Breakfast Show
with Wix. Who have everything you need for your next home improvement project. So get going.
Don't be house-barrassed. Be house-proud with Wix.
Bush here with The Breakfast Show. It's Absolute Radio on a Thursday morning. Loving band of mum and dad. Dave and the team want to pull together the ultimate super group. So if you were a musician back in your heyday, maybe you still got a heyday ahead of you, let us know about it. And they're putting together this band, currently trying to find a keyboard player as well, isn't that right, Matt?
Yes, that's right, that's the next on our hit list.
It's tough though, isn't it, keyboard player? Because I remember back in the day, like, you think you're gonna be like Richard Clayderman or maybe Depeche Mode, something like that.
And you
get a Casio keyboard for Christmas, as lots of kids from the 80s did,
yeah,
and you try to play it and it's incredibly difficult to play piano.
You just mess around with the different sounds in the end and like, let's play a drum on every keyboard,
do the demo, which is like Kirby Cabana by Barry Manilow.
You're playing.
That's
a classic joke.
But maybe you stayed on with the whole keyboard thing. Well, you could be part of the band of mum and dad. If you think you fit the bill, email your name, what instrument you play, ideally keyboard, that'd be great, and then get in touch with us, band@absoluteradio.co.uk. That's band@absoluteradio.co.uk. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. It's the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show on a Thursday morning that Matt and I have just agreed feels pretty much like a Friday.
Yeah, it's a weird thing about a short week when it's after a bank holiday. I often feel it drags more than a 5-day week.
I agree with you. I know the big dream is to, oh, let's work, do 4-day weeks and then let everyone have longer weekends, but you never know where you are.
Feel longer. Yeah.
You don't know whether you're coming or going.
No.
Hope you enjoyed the show this morning. There's some great ideas that have bubbled forth for a podcast name. It's this point in the show where we use a phrase that's been mentioned at some point over the past 3 or 4. How many
4 hours?
I could never work out how long this show is. 4 hours, and you see whether it would work as a podcast title. Time flies when you're having fun. This is exactly the phrase we're looking for. That. So here we go. Potential titles, Matt. It's just because I'm unhealthy and I'm addicted to sugar.
Ah, that was Emma Jones and her ginger nut start to the day.
I'm going to be slightly obsessed with that. She has a single ginger nut biscuit and a cup of tea when she wakes up.
Yeah, at least she dunks it. You know,
at least she dunks. There's another title there. Is that all you have left, Nana?
Yes, that was about the ginger nut biscuit, which I find is quite a bleak biscuit, quite a basic.
If you were to only have one biscuit and a cup of tea in the morning, what biscuit would you go for then?
Are we talking Dunkin'?
Dunkin',
I don't want chocolate on if it's Dunkin'. I'd go for a custard cream or a Nice. biscuit. Oh, yeah,
you talk about that's yeah, a nice give blood things. Biscuit if I've ever heard one.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. I like that.
Unbelievable. People in glass houses and all that.
Yeah.
This text says, this suggestion is, oh my God, he's covered in rats. You're amazing.
That was when I was impression. In the sewer, yeah.
Method acting. Yeah. Really good method acting from that. It's taken and Make Me a Winner to the next level. I'm sure the people at Make Me a Winner HQ are over the moon with it.
Yeah.
And then finally, Buckley has beef with the foxes.
Oh, yes. Sarah Champion's dog causing you to suffer at the hands of the local vermin.
They've, I'm not talking about street gangs. I'm talking about we've had a poo on the doorstep.
Yeah.
The foxes have done it to
well,
us.
Well, it's
anyways.
Either the foxes or the rats for me with this title, so I'm happy to go with either of those two.
I quite like, oh my God, he's covered in rats.
Yes.
If you're scrolling through podcast titles, you're stopping on that.
Hooks you in.
Check it out. You can get it on the free Absolute Radio app right now. Oh my God, he's covered in rats.